Blog Talk Radio.
Military families, those that served the country, amen, and had it in mind to be a blessing, amen, to protect what belongs to you. Isn't that wonderful? God has kept us, amen, not because of our goodness, but because of his mercy. We just thank you so much for tuning in this beautiful Saturday morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to discuss this morning an interesting topic. And the reason why God gave me this message at the last minute is because it's about timing. It's all about timing and being on track and doing the right thing. Now, before we get into the lesson this morning, amen, we want you to turn your attention to Psalms 30, the first through the fifth verse. But my emphases are coming out the fifth verse. Also, we want you to just take some scriptures down, amen, this morning, because they are very important to why we go through what we go through. You must understand the reason why you're in the situation you are in is for a reason. And this is what we're going to talk about this morning. So it behooves you to take pencil and paper and write this scripture down, amen. And we need to talk, have a business talk with God concerning our task, the will that he has in purpose for us today. We want you to turn to Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 17th verse. The book of Psalms, 103, the 9th verse. Psalms 118, the 1st verse. Psalms 126, the 5th verse. The book of Isaiah, the 12th chapter, the 1st verse. Isaiah 54 and 7. Isaiah 54 and 8. Now, there is a price to pay. Okay? There's a price to pay for freedom. However, there is a worthy price to be saved. And you have chosen the best part at Jesus' feet. I thought about Martha and Mary. How Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. Now, you know, that is awesome. That is awesome when you know that somebody care and love you so much that they sacrificed, came off his throne. Amen, praise God, to show us the way of salvation. He is an awesome God to take out the time to show us, to point us the right way, gave us every tool, everything that we need on this journey. This is not your home, my friend. This is just the dressing up room. This is the time that God has prepared you to earn a seat in the kingdom of God. I want you to realize one thing. I want you to realize that the angels in heaven, amen, they are rejoicing and they praising God and they thanking God 24 hours a day, amen. They just can't get enough of praising him and thanking him for all that he has done for us, because he brought us out of the horrible pit, out of the grave, when we wasn't even worthy. God brought us out of the pit. The enemy desired to sift us as wheat, amen, to destroy, amen, the human kind, the human life that God has created for his good pleasure. Amen. There's something in this for you. Let's get into the Word of God. Because it's important, you know, why things happen the way they happen. And I want you to think for a moment and imagine regarding your children or yourself, for that matter. A good parent, a parent that is a true parent, a holy parent, is concerned about their children. Concerned about, amen, the route, the path, their career, and everything about that child they are concerned about. A good parent, amen, wants the best for their children. In the parents' eyes, amen, there is favor, there is life, amen, that she is and he is trying to plant in their children. They want their children to have a better life. They want their children to have the best. Amen. The best of the best. More than what they ever had. Because there's so much, amen, that is rewarding if we just decide to make up our mind and stay on the right track and stay on the right road, amen, and be obedient, then we can have anything you want. Now, that is awesome. All it takes is obedience. All it takes is a sacrifice. All it takes is a moment of your time. Now, we know that children have little understanding and need guidance. Because I thought about Little Red Riding Hood when she was on her way to Grandma's house, but the wolf is waiting. See, this is what we don't know a lot of times, is the wolf, our adversary. The enemy awaits us, amen, and God sees it. Oh, he sees the moment. God is awesome because he's looking out for you. Hallelujah. And sometimes because we take the wrong path, sometimes because we go down the wrong road or we hear the wrong words, amen, will cross us up, confuse us, amen, and we can't think clearly. And sometimes, you know, we have to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. We have to know what the Lord is telling us. Why we are in this situation. God didn't come to do damage. He didn't come to, amen, stop your freedom. He didn't come to, amen, hinder you from being blessed. To receive his blessings, don't you know he put it here for you to receive the blessings? But he has so much more that you do not know. We are children with little understanding, and we need guidance from our Father because of the enemy awaits us. And then sometime when we're in the situation, suddenly we awaken to take place when God finally gets our attention, the alarm sounds off. Amen. Sometimes we get in situations and then the alarm then decide to go off. But God tried to warn us prior to that. He want us to know Him and the pardon of our sins. Amen. If we know Him, we are protected. He will lead us and guide us in all truth. You know, I mean, it's just like an alarm clock. You set the alarm clock, amen, the night, amen, to wake up the next morning on time to take care of your business and do what you have to do. And the alarm clock goes off. You hit the snooze button because you don't want to hear. You want to take a little bit more time. But God is saying, wake up by your alarm clock. When I'm calling your name, when I'm telling you to pray, before you go out the door, before you start your day, before you even come out of the bed, God wants you to realize that He is God and we should give thanks to His name. If the holy angels are praising God each and every day and can't thank God enough because He done so much, amen, because your heart is full. It's so full of thank you because He brought you out of the pit, out of the miry clay. He protected you, amen, when you thought that you were trapped. He brought you out. We owe God that much. He brought you out. But the scripture says, let's get into the Word of God. In His favor, there is light. I want you to know God favors you, and He wants to, amen, open those doors that you so desire. He wants to bless you and your family, and bless, amen, praise God, those that come in contact with Him, amen. He's just not a selfish God. He wants to bless us all. He wants us all coming to the knowledge of the truth. But in His favor there is life. But in His anger, amen, anger is but for a moment. Just for a moment. Because sometimes when you think about when you was a child, or when you think about when your parents, amen, praise God, wanted you to do the right thing, and it just seemed like you were just so stubborn, and you just had a mind to just to do what you want to do, not sensing the danger, not aware, amen, praise God, that there is something out to destroy you. But your parents know. God knows. God knows, amen. He knows what the enemy's trying to do and set you up. And this is where God wants you to know Him, trust Him. This is all God is asking you, to trust Him and love Him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and strength. If the angels of heaven, amen, are rejoicing and praising God, why can we not praise God here on earth? Why cannot we obey God? Amen. They're having a good time up there. We are trying to get there. Amen. God has so much love for you. You don't even realize the love that He has for you. Because I thought about the prodigal son's experience, especially in the book of Luke, the 15th chapter. And after taking his inheritance money from his father, wasted it and reduced to the feeding of pigs, don't you know sin can bring you down to the lowest terms? Do you know Satan is come out to kill, steal, and destroy? Do you think that he wants to play, amen, praise God, and give you favor and just, amen, love you? Of course not. It's a trap. These glitter and gold and the things that we see through our five senses are temporary, my friend. They are temporary. I know they look good to the eyes, and we so desire to touch them and want them. But let me tell you something. It's not worth your freedom. It's not worth, amen, being saved, because when you save and sanctify and you trust in the Almighty God, guess what? You have so much more, amen, that God has for you when you receive your crown. But you have to receive your crown. You must obey. You have to hear the voice of the Lord, and this is what we have to pray. We are like children with little understanding, and we are void of his word. And we just so careless and don't see the obstacles and don't see, amen, the enemy. You do have an adversary. Amen. He does, amen, go before God. Amen. And he is accuser of the brethren. He goes to God and tell you how many commandments you broke and that you are not worthy of his love and you're not even worthy to live. He goes behind your back, amen, and those that do not have Christ, do not have no representative, do not have a defense for protection. But the Christian does. Hallelujah. God is so wonderful. But you know, the Bible tells us the Son, you know, he came to his senses. We must come to our senses. God's anger is a moment. You say, well, what is a moment? A moment is when you wake up and smell the coffee, when you wake up and see what situation you're in and what you're going to do about it. Are you going to lay there with the swans? Are you going to continue to roll with the pigs? Or are you going to get up and say, I'm going to my Father's house? Amen. Because he has hired servants. Amen. So the thing about it is, when he ran away, he never thought of his journey would have that kind of ending. See, we just like children. God see our future. Let me tell you something. God see our futures are long off. We see nothing no more than what we see in our five senses. Amen. You can do better than that. It's time for you, amen, to mature and to understand your purpose, to understand, amen, why God have you here, to understand your assignment, to understand, amen, this is not your home. I'm going to say it again. This is not your home. The scripture says that we are pilgrims passing through a strange land. This is foreign to us. And we and it's to our eyes, amen, the pride of life, amen, praise God. And we look through it through a rose-colored glass. But it is a darkly set up. It is a set up from the enemy to offer you all that he cannot keep. Amen. He cannot keep. You cannot keep all your money. You cannot keep all your houses, your cars, your lands, all the women's, all the men. You cannot keep it. Because in this world, amen, praise God, it is here temporarily. We're just passing through, and we cannot take nothing with us. So there's no sense of being greedy. There's no sense of holding and clinging to the world. There's no sense to, amen, think that we're going to hog it all to ourselves and forget about everybody else. We think that, amen, that everything is going to go lovely. But it's not. I'm trying to tell you now. It don't belong to you from the beginning. It was loaned to you. It was lent to you. And God, amen, gave it to you to see. He knew what you was going to do, but for you to see what you were going to do, what you have accumulated and how he blessed you. Would you bless somebody else? Would you give him praise and glory, honor for your gifts, your talents, for being successful, for being where you are? Everybody's not successful. Amen. People still struggling, still going through hardship. Amen. People still in poverty. But some of you have been blessed. Amen. And you have so much. You say, I'm going to tear down these old barns and build new. You don't even need to tear down the old barns because there's nothing wrong with it. You just need to give it away. Happiness comes through giving it away. Amen. It's better to give than to receive. God is so wonderful. Amen. And it's time, high time, us to see, amen, what the worthy blessings are. Are we worthy? Amen. We put ourselves in the situation that we are in today because we deny. We do not acknowledge God. We are disobedient. We're disobedient and we find ourselves entrapment by the enemy. That's why his anger endured for a moment, because God looked at the situation and said, well, I tried to reach you. I tried to give you a dream. I tried to speak through someone else to speak to you. I tried through music. I tried through so many ways, and you totally ignored it until it happened. And that's just like children that has not matured. We need to mature. We need to come into the full knowledge of the truth. His moment, amen, amen, praise God, is just for, his anger is just for a moment. God wouldn't even have an anger if you didn't disobey God. And he's trying to protect you, and he gave you everything. He gave you everything, and we can't seem to grasp her. The things that are spiritual, but we can grasp with the things that are natural, the things that we see. What about the things you cannot see? You can't see the wind, but you know the wind is there, right? Well, how come you cannot believe God? He's there. He's visible. He's there with you always. All we have to do is communicate. Talk to us. You know, God gave me this message, actually, this morning. I was unprepared and not ready to get on the radio. But he, at the last moment, amen, gave me the scripture. Amen. And he's talking to me first, and then he's talking to you. Because we need a spiritual awakening. We need a shaking in the spirit. We need that alarm clock to sound off, amen, and get up out of our bed and be about our Father's business. That alarm clock, amen, is to warn us, to let us know what's ahead, to let us know, be prepared, amen, praise God, because God, amen, is looking out for you and yours and your family. We have to bind the enemy. You got to bind the strong man. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. He gives you the power, amen, praise God, not before the Holy Ghost, amen, but after you receive the Holy Ghost. We must take the necessary steps, amen, in order to receive those blessings from God. You think you're being blessed, and you think because you got a little house and you got a little car, you know, and you got your job, and you think that's all to it. But guess what? The storm is brewing, my friend, and it's coming your way. You have to be ready and be prepared, amen, to meet all opposition. Opposition, amen, you're not supposed to run from it. You're not supposed to fear it. You're supposed to speak to the storm, and it should obey. Jesus did. It's time for you, amen, to speak to your mountain, to speak to your storm, to speak to sickness, to speak, amen, praise God, of disappointment. Speak to poverty, to speak, amen. God wants you to speak, amen, especially those that have a church. God wants you to, amen, get a deeper revelation. He wants you to teach the people how to be free. How to be free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Now, the great things that the Lord has done for us, both by his providence and by his grace, bind us in gratitude to do all we can to advance his kingdom among men. The most we can do is but little. God's saints in heaven sing to him all the time. Why should not those on the earth do the same? Not one of us, amen, not one of us, God don't see what you're going through. Not one, amen, not even a sparrow, amen, fall from the sky to the ground that God do not know about. Not one of all God's perfection carry in it more terror to the wicked or more comfort to the godly than his holiness. It is a good sign that we are in some measure partaking of his holiness if we can heartily rejoice at the remembrance of it. Our happiness is bound up in divine favor. If we have that, we have enough, whatever else we want. But as long as God's anger continues, so long the saints weep continually. I want you to know, amen, in his favor is life. And he wants you to have heaven's best. He wants you to receive all that you deserve and all the inheritance, all the things that he wants you to have. Amen. But as long as we, amen, begin to start our journey wrong, begin our journey, amen, on the wrong foot, and we begin to take a journey, amen, praise God, of woebegone and troubles and headaches and pain and misery. People have lost their lives, amen, because they took it too far. They have taken it too far. And God couldn't reach out to them no more because it was no need, because they couldn't hear what the Spirit was saying. They couldn't hear, and they didn't want to hear. And they just had a mind. They went drunken in the spirit. They went like a wild man that lost his mind. And you cannot do that, my friend. It's high time for us to wake up. It's time for us, amen, to warn our loved ones. It's time for us to warn our neighbors. It's time to, amen, praise God, be concerned, amen, of the welfare of others. This is the will of God. Seek the Lord and he may be found. Amen. The Bible said in his word, amen, praise God, in his favor there is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Can you wait to the morning? Can you endure the hardship? Can you get through? Yes, you can. Yes, you can make it. You have to put up a fight and put up a good fight of the faith because you are, amen, the child of God. You are, and you can become, amen, the woman or the man that God intended you to be. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. We trust that you got something out of the Word of God. We love you in Jesus' name.